Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. Prophecy is about change. It is about a change in the Godhead. Prophecy plays a vital role in the transfer of power. In prophecy, the will of the Lord, all caps, is evident, and by it, the transfer of power is facilitated. The phrase fulfilling prophecy is tantamount to taking care of business, that is to say, taking care of the Lord's business. With prophecy, the Lord is very much involved in the transfer of power. He is much involved in the affairs of his people, and he is assuming an active role in the rise of God. Prophecy is about change. The change is a transition of power. The time of transition has come. In this episode, God shows in a step-by-step demonstration who is coordinating and facilitating events in this transitional period. The Lord is proactive in the management of God's affairs and in our achieving the end of all things. He is a very present help during this time of transition. Our question of interest, Jeremiah 23:23. The Lord asks, "Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off?" We will talk about that during this episode. What time is this we are living in? This is the time when the prophetic word concerning God is brought forth, applied, and fulfilled. Yes, the Lord coordinates a meeting. He coordinates a meeting between God, the Pope, and as many as the Lord God would call. God has said throughout, well, the Lord has said throughout his word, "Hear my voice." In Psalm 95, the word of the Lord says, "Today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart." In Joel chapter 1, verse 14, the Lord directs me to do a certain thing. Joel 1:14. Joel 1:14, and that which he directs me to do is this simple thing here. I believe it's about four words, which is call a solemn assembly. Call a solemn assembly. Nehemiah 6:10. Being directed to call a solemn assembly, I did just that. Now here in Nehemiah 6:10, Nehemiah 6:10. The Lord says this. He suggests this thing to me. He says, let us meet together in the house of God. So, he directs me to call a solemn assembly, and he suggests that the assembly meet at the house of God. He says, let us meet together within the house of God, or rather, let us meet together in the house of God. Psalm 42:2. Psalm 42:2. The Lord asks a question. And in these things, I am showing how the Lord, all caps, is coordinating events. Coordinating events and facilitating events having to do with the transfer of power. Psalm 42:2, the Lord, all caps, asks the question, when shall I come and appear before God? All right. So let's see the action taking place. First, I am directed by the Lord to call a solemn assembly. Then I am suggested, it is suggested of the Lord to me to have a solemn assembly take place in the house of God. Now, as far as bringing people to the solemn assembly, the Lord asked the question, when shall I appear before God? When shall I come and appear before God? Well, I gave the information in the form of a summons that the Lord was to come to the house of God, and the time, the date set was October 17th. The time set was 12 p.m., 12 o'clock noon. And that information was put in the form of a summons and directed to Pope Benedict XVI. That's important because when the Lord asked, saying, when shall I come and appear before God? Who comes? Who is this I? The I is a reference to the current Pope. And, of course, the current Pope is Pope Benedict XVI. So the solemn assembly was set to take place October 17th. 2010 at the house of God at 12 o'clock p.m. Those things were done per the Lord's direction to me to call a solemn assembly. Also, in the summons, I directed Pope Benedict to bring with him to the house of God Queen Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth's son Charles, and Charles's two sons. Those five people were to appear before God at the house of God, that is, at my house, October 17, 12 o'clock p.m., 2010. All right, next step. Well, let me call out the steps. Step one, call a solemn assembly. Step two, let the assembly take place at the house of God. Step three, the question is asked, when shall I come and appear before God? Now step four, the Lord instructs God to call him. Job 13:22. a step-by-step demonstration the Lord taking an active part in the transfer of power as from one God to another. Okay. That was step four, Job 13:22. The Lord directs me, saying, call thou, or you call, and I will answer. Okay. You call, and I will answer. That's a promise. You call, I will answer. Job 14:15, the Lord tells God, 14:15, thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. All right? And the Lord answers, the Lord all caps, answers God in Pope Benedict 16. All right? Step one, call a solemn assembly. Step two, let the solemn assembly take place at the house of God. Step three, when shall this solemn assembly take place? The words asked were, when shall I come and appear before God? Step four, you shall call, and I will answer thee. Step five, the matter of who comes to who is settled. John 14:18. And John 14:18 says, I will come to you. I will come to you. I, being the Lord, in Pope Benedict 16, the current Pope, I will come to you, God. God does not go to the Pope. The Pope comes to God. And all those who God calls, they come to God. God does not go to them. All right, John, that was John 14:18, Romans 15:24. I will come to you. So the Lord assures God and reassures God, saying, I will come to you. The matter of who comes to who is settled. Okay. Now, Romans 15:32, the Lord is enthusiastic about the meeting. He is enthusiastic about coming to appear before God at the house of God. Romans 15:32. The Lord says, I may come to you with joy. I may come to you with joy. Enthusiastic about the business of God. Okay. Now, the Pope was advised to do this thing set in Amos 4:12. Amos 4:12. The Pope was advised of the Lord, saying, prepare to meet thy God. Now, let me read out the steps again. Step one, the Lord directs me, God, to call a solemn assembly. Step two, the Lord, all caps, suggests that the solemn assembly take place at the house of God. Step three, the Lord asks the question, when shall I come and appear before God? That is to say, when shall this solemn assembly take place? Step four, the Lord instructs God to call him. You call and I will answer, God. Step five, who comes to who? That matter is settled. The Lord, all caps, assures God and reassures God that he will come to God. Okay, I trust to see you in my journey. And now the Lord is enthusiastic about the coming. He's enthusiastic about the meeting. And he uses the word joy, that I may come to you with joy. And I've said before, and we know that the Bible is a law book. That's settled now. The Bible is a law book. And in the law, the word may means shall, or can mean shall, S-H-A-L-L. I shall come to you with joy. Okay? And, of course, the Pope was advised to prepare to meet his God. That is, and that God, of course, has been identified, that God is a reference to me. So, having been instructed by the Lord, all caps, what do I do? What next? Well, I wrote the Pope a notice in the form of a summons, in which I included pertinent information, when, you know, what's the purpose, when the meeting takes place, where it takes place, what time it takes place. And, of course, as I said earlier, I ordered the Pope to bring with him certain people. I commanded the Pope to appear before God, that is, before me, at the house of God, that is, at my house, at 12 o'clock noon on October 17, 2010, I also ordered the Pope to bring with him Queen Elizabeth, her son, Prince Charles, and Prince Charles' two sons. Meanwhile, the Lord in John 11:28 has a word for the Pope. The Lord advises the Pope, Pope Benedict, saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. And of course, the Lord, all caps, Master is God. The Pope's Master is God. The Master is come and calleth for thee. God called for the Pope in the form of a son. In this word to the Pope, the will of the Lord, all caps, is clear. This is the word, 2 Kings 2:16. Step-by-step demonstration of the Lord, all caps, taking an active part, being proactive in the transition of power, the transition of power, including having to do with God and the Lord, all caps, that is God and the sitting current Pope. This is 2 Kings 2:16. And we are reading scripture. We are reading the law. Reading the law as we read these prophetic statements. The Pope is directed to seek his master. 2 Kings 2:16. The word says to Pope Benedict, seek thy master. Seek, go to thy master. So the Pope at first was advised to prepare to meet his God. Now the Pope, by the word of the Lord, all caps, is being commanded to go to his master. Is Master God. So God called the Pope. The Pope was commanded to go to God, his master. What did he do? Despite knowing the name of God and the will of the Lord, all caps, the Pope has failed to carry out a direct order. 2 Kings 2:16, that was the order. Seek, go to thy master. The Pope has shown disrespect to God and the word of God, and he has not honored the word of the Lord, all caps. The Pope has sinned. Now, be that as it may, we have a word here in Acts 10:33. What should the response be when God calls? Acts 10:33. Step-by-step demonstration of the Lord, all caps. Proactive part in the transfer of power by means of his word. Okay, and this is the word we have here in Acts 10:33. What should be the response? What is expected of those who God calls? What is expected of them? Acts 10:33. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God? Now, therefore, are we all here present before God? That should be the response. We are here. That's the appropriate response to God when he calls someone. We are all here, or I am here. Appropriate responses. What I am showing in these things is one, operating in the role of coordinator. during this period, a period of transition of power. Timothy 3:16. And that is 2 Timothy 3:16, reading the law. All scripture, it says, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, these things which we are reading, crucial scriptures, having to do with God, are parts of the law of God. We are reading law. Law. Okay? And the statement in Mark that I have presented on this program says what? It says, the scriptures shall be fulfilled. The scriptures must be fulfilled. The crucial scriptures, which I bring forth to you. The scriptures must be fulfilled. I have shown instructions I have received of the Lord. In this step-by-step demonstration, I have also shown instructions sent out to Pope Benedict. The Pope received instructions which he has not carried out. I have carried out my instructions. The Pope is neither equal nor superior to the word of the Lord. Therefore, in the above 9 steps, it is clear what is going on. In the 9 steps, one is saying do this or do that. Also clear in the 9 steps, one is obeying and another is refusing to obey. God is obeying and the Pope, current Pope Benedict, is refusing to obey. He has yet to come to God. What is clear in the above 9 steps is this. One is exercising authority and taking the leadership role by directing, commanding, and coordinating events. Now, what I have done, what God has done, is this. I have called another solemn assembly to take place at the house of God, that is, at my house. I have called certain ones, and they are to appear before God this month, this very month, January 2011. A second assembly has been called. Now, we're talking about transfer of power. Who is he that is destined to come into power? And we have a statement which I have read before on this program in Romans. In Romans, we have Romans 15, let's start at verse 10, start at verse 9, reading the scriptures. And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, for this cause I will confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing to thy name. The Lord, all caps, is talking to God. I will confess to thee. Now, has the Lord confessed to me? Yes, he has, and I have brought forth confessions on this program. To review those confessions, go to Lawmaster's page, go to the archives, and look for the episode with the word confessions in it. Look for the word confessions in the title to hear the Lord's confessions to God, or the Lord confessed to God. That statement is carried out there in Scripture. I will confess to thee among the Gentiles. All right? And that can actually take place, you know, really take place by the Pope himself confessing to God. Because it says among the Gentiles. And again, verse 10, Romans 15, he said, rejoice ye Gentiles with his God's people. The Lord has said he would come to God with joy. He would appear before God with joy. And here we have, rejoice ye Gentiles with his God's people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. This is the authoritative word of the Lord, directing the Gentiles and all the people to praise God. God is he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. And of course, I have pointed out on this program who the real Gentiles are. The Gentiles are those who, many of them go under the alias white people now. White people. The people who conquered Africa and its inhabitants, scattered many of its inhabitants abroad, made slaves of the Africans, of the Africans, sold them, bought them, so they sold and bought slaves. There was the slave trade conducted by the Gentiles, authorized by the papacy. All right? The Gentiles invaded Africa at the word of the papacy. So who was behind the Gentiles' invasion and takeover of Africa, its resources, its people? The papacy was behind it. The Gentiles and all the people are directed to praise God that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him, God, this one who is to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. This is law. These are matters of law, statements of law. In him shall the Gentiles trust. The law demands that Gentiles trust God, put their trust in God. It demands that they laud God, praise God. And it also demands when God calls one, that that one comes. Okay? He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. First, God has been called by the papacy, and the Gentiles had agreed to this. God has been called to come and to reign over the Gentiles. All right? It's a matter of law. They made it a law. God must reign. The transition of power must take place. The crucial scriptures of the Authorized Version Bible must be fulfilled. Okay? Now, in the transfer of power, first of all, we have old things, we have new things. In the transfer of power, it has to do with the Godhead, the old Godhead, the new Godhead. The transfer of power. With the transfer of power, there's a new direction, new directions. The Lord, all caps, confessed to me, saying these words, I quote, I and my people are wicked, end of quote. Now, he did not say he and his people do wicked things. And that might be true. He and his people do wicked things. But he didn't say that. He said, I and my people are wicked. Okay? And I take him at his word. I take the word of the Lord, all caps, seriously, as I should. I take it seriously. And they, the Pope, the Gentiles, have called God to come and to reign over them. To bring in righteousness, justice, what is right and what is just. Let's continue here. Here are some scriptures here. Romans 15:17. Last few words in the verse, here they are. Those things which pertain to God. Those things which pertain to God. And I will just mention a few of them. Things that pertain to God. The transfer of power. Power is a thing that pertains to God. Okay? Now, let me say this, too. I mentioned the law. I said they made this a law. What is the law? When I speak of the law of God, I have presented it on this program, the law of God. Thing pertaining to God. Obviously, the law of God pertains to God. We have in Daniel Daniel 11:36. Daniel 11:36. That is determined shall be done. Okay, that is determined shall be done. Reading the law. Revelation 17:17. The last few words in the verse. The words of God shall be fulfilled. That is determined shall be done. The words of God shall be fulfilled. The scriptures must be fulfilled. Crucial scriptures. Scriptures that have to do with, that speak of good. Good. Okay? The law of God. That is determined shall be done. The words of God shall be fulfilled. That's the law. That's the law. Now, of course, the law had commandments and other things, you know, as parts of it. But the law says this, the word of God shall be fulfilled. Okay? Now, that means this, the words concerning God shall be fulfilled. The good words concerning God shall be fulfilled. And the words coming from God shall be fulfilled. Okay? Let's see here. Things pertaining to God. And as I said, of course, the law pertains to God. The law of God does pertain to God. All right. Mark 12:17. Mark 12:17. Here, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Here in Mark 12:17, the word of God says, render to God the things that are God's. Give to God the things that belong to God. Everything that God owns, possesses, he is to give to God. This is transfer of power. Render to God the things that belong to God. As from one God to another God. As from the old God to the new God. Render to God the thing of belonging to God. The scripture must be fulfilled. That is law. And that is a commandment under the law, saying, that is determined shall be done, the words of God shall be fulfilled. Give, render the things belonging to God, to God. All right? Here is an example of that. Psalm 47:8. And we still see in these things the Lord's hand in the transfer of power. The Lord all caps hand in this transfer of power. Who is calling the shots? Who is obeying? Who is refusing to obey? Psalm 47:8. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. We all know that his holiness is a title belonging to the Pope. His holiness has a throne. Give to God the things that belong to God. God, the scripture, the law sees God in me sitting upon the throne of his holiness. Do you get this? This simple stuff. Easy to follow. Easy to follow. The Pope has a throne. The Pope has a title of his holiness. Both go to God. Both are to be given to God. Render the things belonging to God to God. Render the things are belonging to God to God. All right? God is to sit, literally sit, upon the throne of his holiness. Now, this is law. In the fulfillment of the law of God, one is raised or exalted, and the other is abased. That's the law. And it is the papacy's and the Gentiles' law concerning God. I obviously did not make up this law. I am just presenting the law to the world. Okay? His holiness, a title. And as we know, his holiness has other titles. Render the things of God to God. All of those titles belonging to his holiness fall to God. They go to God. In compliance with the law that says, render the things of God to God. God sit upon the throne of his holiness. The scripture must be fulfilled. I must sit upon the throne of his holiness. Okay? Let's see here. John chapter 6, verse 29. John 6:29, these words are found. This is the word of God. What is the word of God? The law of God is the word of God. The law of God is the word coming from God. Crucial Bible matter is the word of God. Crucial Bible matter comes from the papacy. I've said before, the Pope is the Gentiles' God. All right? Their God is established in the papacy. Now, with this matter, crucial matter, belonging to God, it too falls to God. I've said before, crucial Bible matter is now in the hands of God. Okay? It has been given to me by the Lord, all caps. All right? All the things belonging to God are to fall to God. As from the old God to the new God, the throne of his holiness, the title of his holiness, the titles of his holiness. The things of God fall to God, fall as by inheritance to God. Okay? So, crucial Bible matter is in the hands of God, and I am dealing with crucial Bible matter. I am applying crucial Bible matter. That's exactly what I'm doing, applying Bible matter, applying the law. Okay? All right. Okay, let's see here. All right, 2 Corinthians 8, 9. Second Corinthians 8:5. I'm turning. 2 Corinthians 8:5. And this they did. What did the people do? They gave their own selves to the Lord by the will of God. They gave their own selves to the Lord by the will of God. Romans 12. The word of the Lord speaking. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice to God. All right? Present your body as a living sacrifice to God. This they did, they gave their own selves to the Lord in obedience to the word of the Lord. That's what is to be done, and that's what the law calls for. Listen, Luke 15, I believe. If not, we'll just move on. Luke 15, okay. Listen to what the papacy says. Luke 15, 31. All that I have is thine. All that I have is thine. Talking to God. The Lord says to me by means of his word, all that I have is thine. That's an end. That is a thing that is desired or expected. That's an end. Okay? All that I have is thine. Render to God the things that are God. This God is saying, all that I have is yours. He's saying this to me, to God in me, all that I have. That's an end. That's to be expected. That's what the law calls for. Let's see. Jeremiah 9:24. Jeremiah. What does the Lord say about himself now? What does the Lord all caps say about himself now? I read the statement last week where the Lord said, it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. It becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Now here in Jeremiah 9:24, the Lord says about himself, I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. The Lord delights in rendering the things of God to God. He said, all that I have is thine. That's the end. That's what is to be. That's what is to be done. Okay? The Lord, all caps, has people. His people are the Gentiles. We got a glimpse of that in Romans where the Lord commands Gentiles saying, Lord God, praise him, all ye people. Rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. The Lord is commanding his people, the Gentiles, to do something. Okay? And that's what should be going on here. This is what the Lord is calling for. Righteousness. What is righteousness? That the things of God be given to God. That's the fulfillment of righteousness, fulfillment of a righteous statement, command. Okay. I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. Okay, Jeremiah 22:29. Earth, hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Even as he spoke in Romans, saying, rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. As concerns him, or he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. He has come, he is here, he is presently speaking. He that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the people of the Lord. The people of the Lord fall to God. They go to God. All that I have, the Lord said, is thine. That's the expectation. That's what the law calls for. That's the end of all things. All that I have is thine. Okay? The Lord says to me in Psalm 119. And that verse is verse 91. All are thy servants. All of who? All of the Lord's people are God's servants. The law calls for that. All are thy servants. Okay? All that I have is thine, all of thy servants. Listen, 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3:23. Last three words. 1 Corinthians 3:23. Christ is God. Now that's an apostrophe at the end of God, showing ownership. Okay, Christ is God. Okay, Christ is another title of the Pope. Christ is a title of Pope Benedict. 16, all right? That goes to God. Render the things belonging to God, to God. The Christ title goes to God, all right? Christ has already said about himself, Psalm 119. Let's go back there. Psalm 119. Okay, Psalm, that would be Psalm 116:16. Just these words. The Lord says to me, I am thy servant. All right? They first gave themselves to God. The Lord, all caps, says to me, I am thy servant. Now, what's the application of that? The application is the current Pope is my servant. Okay? All right? Psalm 119:94. The Lord, all caps, says to me, I am thine. I am thine. Verse 125. The Lord, all caps, says to me, in easy to understand words, I am thy servant. Okay. All that I have is thine. John 17. And we have these words. All mine are thine. John 17:10. All mine, the Lord, all caps, says, are thine. All that I have is thine. As I've stated, the law is clear. The Lord, all caps, through his word, is coordinating these things and calling for these things, transitional things, these things that have to do with the transfer of power, the rendering of all things belonging to God, to God. The people are given to God, as says the law. I've said also that all the titles of the Lord, all caps, go to God. Lord itself is a title of a pope that goes to God. That's why in Scripture I am called Lord God. Lord God. Or simply Lord, because the title of the Lord falls to God. All that I have, the Lord, all caps, said, is thine. God. Christ is God. I am your servant. All mine are thine. All that I have is thine. Those words mean just what they mean. Just what they mean. We see clearly that the word of the Lord is calling the shots. The Lord is taking and has an active part in the disposition of all things belonging to God. He takes an active part in the transfer of power. His words cannot be recalled or retracted. His word must be fulfilled. The Gentiles know this, no secret about that. The word of the Lord must be fulfilled. It's law. It's a matter of law. Earth, earth,
hear, hear the word of the Lord. Psalm 81:8.
Hear, the Lord all caps talking to his people, the Gentiles, saying, hear, O my people, and I will testify to thee. Testify to thee. Hear. 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 Job 24:20. Reading the law, 24:20. And I just want a few words at the end of Job 24:20. It says, wickedness shall be broken. Wickedness shall be broken. Wickedness shall be brought to an abrupt end. Okay, and one thing I want to speak about while I'm still here. The words of God shall be fulfilled. What does that mean? It means just what it says. The words coming from God shall be fulfilled, and the crucial words concerning God shall be fulfilled. Okay, but I speak with reference now to God's Freedom of Information Act. The words of God shall be fulfilled. God's Freedom of Information Act is a word from God, a word from me. Okay? That means the Gentiles are obligated to perform that act. They are obligated to perform that which I have written in God's Freedom of Information Act. You can review that act by going to my archives, Law Masters Archives, and look for GFOIA in the title. GFOIA, God's Freedom of Information Act. You can review that. Okay. The Gentiles must carry that out. It means the Gentiles shall observe or perform God's cancellation of the Vatican's iniquitous Passover law. I have said that this information that I present is front page news. The Gentiles must fulfill my word. Okay. Revelation 2:26. Revelation 2:26. Last statement in the verse. To him, God, will I give power over the nations. He, God, shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. To him will I give power over the nations. Power over the Gentile nations and kingdoms. Okay. Okay, I have more here, but I think I have given enough information. Let's look at this statement. First Chronicles 29. Statement here, 1 Chronicles 29:11 statement at the end of verse 11, thou art exalted as he above all. That's law. That's an end that is to be met. That's an end that is to be fulfilled. A statement that is to be fulfilled. God is exalted as head above all. That's why he could command them, saying, laud him, all you Gentiles, with his people. Praise him. In him shall the Gentiles trust. Thou art exalted as head above all. The law calls for the exaltation of God. The law calls for my exaltation. The Gentiles know the law. The Gentiles know that. Okay. The Gentiles, in their sacred promise, have said to the Lord, their God, whatsoever thou commandest us, we will do. We will keep the statutes of the Lord, and his voice will we obey. Or the Gentiles have promised the Lord, saying that they will obey his commandments, they will keep his statutes, and they will obey the Lord's voice. Now we have the Lord all caps voice in the Authorized Version, in the crucial scriptures of the AZB. We have his voice, right? The voice of the Lord. The Lord commands, saying, hear my voice. Hear his voice as he speaks from the Word. The AZB, the Authorized Version Bible, also called King James Version. The Gentiles have said, his voice will we obey. We have the Word of the Lord, all caps, for the purpose of coordinating and facilitating events having to do with the transition of power. One either submits or resists the Lord's will. For the resistors, the word of the Lord is clear. They shall receive damnation to themselves. Join me again next week for another episode of Lawmaster's program, Law of God. Thank you.